our potential. It's exponential. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Abundant Souls. Today, I have Santi in the house. Hey, thanks for coming, man.
You got it. Thank you so much for having me here, Jack.
Dude, so Santi is amazing. He's a grower. Thank you for coming, by the way. I mean, super honored to have him. He has Tree Amigos Growers.
That's right.
Down in Davie, yep. Right? So anyways, we were just talking about, like, we're technically, like, competition in people's minds, but we don't see it that way. Wouldn't you agree?
I mean, I wouldn't see it either, like, on people's minds, because I haven't heard anyone say, hey, you know, you're better than this person, or this person's better than yours. So I'm going to say people are just gravitating towards organic growing and learning how to grow. And that's our mission. So as long as we keep focused on that mission, we're always going to find a way to work together. You know, if both sides are putting in, you know, their part,
they're like,
we're
going to
create something better. You know what I mean? We're going to create a bigger whole. And it's really what for us as a business, as people, Jason and I, the co-founders of Tree Amigos, we've envisioned this space as a place to help people reimagine their land, you know, reimagine the thing, their resources, and then just getting them to engage into the process of growing food and being successful in growing food. Because I can get them engaged, but if they're not successful, then that's a real big problem, because then they're going to either tell people that it doesn't really work, I tried it. And that's the worst. That's like worse than a bad review, because then more people come with the idea of like, yeah, my friend told me that doesn't work. Or yeah, you know, lettuces don't grow here. I'm like, oh, come check out this garden. You know, so it's always for us, more important to engage and continue the interaction the with the people, so that we can keep them, you know, successful in their gardening. That's really
successful
the,
in their garden. That's it.
Yeah.
And reimagining their space. That's what you just
reimagining land spaces to create, you know, medicinal gardens, food gardens, gardens that enhance the beauty of their property while providing food or providing, you know, something of sustenance to their family. Yeah.
That's it. And we're super aligned in that. And that's why I wanted to bring Santi on, guys. And I mean, and just like on that point, it's like, it is our, and I kind of cut you off there, but I meant to say, it's like we have different specialties too. Like, there's room for all of us.
Yeah.
You're an amazing nursery grower. We work with each other. I get your plants, but you're not so much like an installer, right?
Yeah, that's not like we've grown, like, from the moment that we started the business, we kind of understood intuitively that if we grow too fast, we're not going to keep up with it, or we're going to have to put so much resources into it that in the end we might lose what we love about what we're doing at a specific time. So if I start a business and I love the growing aspect of it, and then I love the one-on-one connection with people, but we're like, man, this is really good, next year let's quadruple the business, I'm going to start losing the connection with the plants that I'm growing, and we're going to start losing the connection of the one-on-one interactions we have with our clients. And for us, that wasn't going to work. So it's funny, because a lot more people now come like, you guys, I can't believe you're out here. Like, there's no sign. I can't find you. I'm like, it's word of mouth. If somebody told you about us, you'll find us.
Yeah.
And
you're on Google Maps. I mean,
yeah. I am. And then people can Google me. But, you know, a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's word of mouth.
And by the way, you guys were the guys. They were like, when I was just getting into it, right, and like learning about a lot of the basics on my own, Santi and Jason were the guys. Like, they were like, go talk to Tree Amigos, grow.
Oh, cool.
So it's just an honor. We're both, like, you know, doing it to some degree. But I love what you're saying. Like, I guess Santi's point here, because I relate to this so much. I work with clients just like you, season after season. And the key is successful gardens.
Right.
If they don't have success, we didn't do it.
You build a garden, that's all you did. You know what I mean? If they're not successful, then they're not going to come back to you, or they're just going to go elsewhere, or they're just going to stop gardening altogether. Three outcomes, that's not something you want. Yeah.
Which is worse. Yeah. Yeah. Dude, that's a good point. And it's important what you're saying. Like, it's really important what you're saying. We need to have them have success. So you do that. So what are some of the things you've learned for someone who's like Santi maybe 10 years ago, just getting into it?
Santi 10 years ago.
Like, what would you tell them? And by the way, how did you get into this? I'm sure people are curious.
originally my friend David Laws, who's I've known him since 2001 when I was at FIU, and you know I immediately connected with him. It was like one of these people that never happens to me. Like I'm like that guy is cool. I need to be his friend. And we connected, and you know we had a long journey. And then 2011 or 12, he's like, "Yo, Santi, there's a program the USDA is funding. It's for beginner gardeners. I did it for 6 months already. They're going in their second, they're the second shift or whatever." And I said, "You know what? I'm gonna do it." I've never really thought of myself as somebody that could be a farmer or could be a grower. It was just like, I want to try this out because it sounds interesting. Yeah. And when I got there, it was more than interesting to me. It was like, I felt at home, you know. I was like, wow, like I can do this and learn and earn money doing this. I'm like, that's kind of crazy.
Where was this at?
Down in Homestead. So I would drive an hour every, like it's like driving from my house to here, but south. Yes. So every day would be 1 hour, you know, to Homestead and just to go and learn, because they weren't paying you really. They would give you like, at the end of 6 months, they'll give you a stipend for gas or whatever. But not the first 6 months.
Wow.
So I was like, whatever, I'm loving this. I'm loving. And then you start seeing the community of people that are into it as well. And connecting with that community was, that hub created lifetime friendships and people that I still, to this day, have become growers themselves or just have become really good friends of ours, yeah. That's where I really connected with my wife, Carmen. It's where I met Jason.
Wow. Right? Got plugged into that community in 2011 to around then.
That's it.
And you were like, I got to do this.
And then it was like, it all made sense. Nothing in my life really all clicked together like that before.
Mm.
It was always like, okay, yeah, that's cool. Okay, yeah, that's cool. But it was like that and like that. But this was all here. It was like, wow, like this feels right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like something worth doing.
So I guess to Santi 10 years ago, I would just say, keep following your instincts, because your instincts will lead you to good places. Sometimes it's challenging and you might think it's the wrong choice, but your instincts will usually lead you to good places. Yeah.
That's so beautiful, man. So how did you get in touch with that? Who taught you that? Was it your...
To what?
To like use your intuition.
I'm talking to Santi 10 years ago now, like, you know, 10 years after the fact.
Like,
it was just, yes. You know, just the fact of, there's been times in my life when I'm like, I know I have to do this, I'm going to do it. And I'm saying those intuitions are the good ones. Mm. And everybody has them. We don't, you know, we don't all have the capacity to hear ourselves sometimes. And I've been at points where I'm like, I wish I would have done this. And I know there was something trying to get me there, but I just wasn't not ready. And I'm going to say that experience of listening to yourself and then finding success in small things adds up. And later on, you don't have a reason to doubt yourself, you know? And if you do doubt yourself, you can work it out. Be like, wait, yeah, there's scary parts about it. So let me, like, logically, let's work out what am I scared about? What am I afraid of? What am I concerned about? And then if I can work those out, I can say, cool, that's now out of the way. Let me follow, you know, it's a little bit easier for me to follow, you know, my intuition when I can work out what's bothering me, I guess.
Yeah, sit with that a little more. That's so deep, man. Yeah, it's true. Business is a very, because a lot of people get excited and they see us and they're like, I want to start this business. Let's go. And I don't think they realize what it takes. It's a lot, you know, as you've gone through it. And it's not that it's not possible. Anything is possible. I want to say, anyone who wants to start a business, if we did it, someone else could do it.
100%, yeah.
100%.
100%.
And really, but like business, there's no, it's really like reality, right? Accelerated reality in a way where it's like, there's no not facing it. Right?
Yes, because you are not no longer just thinking of an idea and it's all your baby. Now it's like you're sharing this with the world and the world's going to respond to you.
Mm-hmm.
And the world, your clients, your community is going to show you, hey, this is working, this is not working. This is working, people are coming back. This is not working, hey, where's everybody?
And you got to listen to that and pay attention to that.
I mean, if you have to, because and that's the number one thing that we really, really focused on is like, what are people gravitating towards and how can I do more of that? you know, and then on and then from that it stemmed out to like, okay, now let's find the reasons why and blah blah blah, and then from that you can create more services or create more offerings or just even learn more perspective, you know.
Yeah, and do it better.
And do it better for the next batch of, you know, of whatever it is you're doing.
Yeah. That's so amazing. Yeah, you have to pay. I love that. Like, you have to listen to what the customers are into, gravitate towards. That's what you said.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard otherwise. It's like, no, like, you know, people, the customers don't know what they need. Sometimes they don't.
Right.
They might not. And you can offer them something that they're like, oh, wow, I didn't know this existed. But for the vast majority of the time, I'm listening to what they want and I'm offering that.
It's interesting what you're saying, because there is the other take. I think he's like Steve Jobs is like, he came up with that when he was doing the iPod or whatever. He's like, people don't even know they need it.
Right.
And he had a point, like.
He had a very good point.
Ahead of his time.
But he had a very good point. So you can be a visionary and say, and always be inventing things that people don't know they need or want and then give it to them. Or you can just listen to people and, you know, cultivate that. And then it's, for me, that's the path that makes the most sense. Yeah.
That's the most practical way.
I would say.
And by the way, you could do both. I just think it's so interesting you brought that up, because it is, you can try to convince yourself, oh no, the market wants this. How about just listen to the market?
Right? Listen to the market, yeah. And then yes, there are times when you're just like, oh man, this would be so cool.
Yeah, they don't even know about.
I didn't even know about it till a second ago, but this makes sense. So now we can say, let's work it. Let's do some trials. And like, man, that's really good. Now we can say, hey guys, check this out.
That's right.
You know, so there are times, there is time and places for that. But for the most part, it's been focused on what the needs of the customers, the people around you are saying, you know.
Yeah. So good, Santi. Yeah. And I see it with you guys. Like, that's why you guys are successful. You listen to your customers, you know, the people you work with and your community. So, and we try to, like, I learned that too in our work, because we tried to say like, hey, this is the plants you want, these are the plants, in a lot of cases, and they were like, hey, we just want to grow these plants, you know, whatever that is. And you learn, and then you realize, okay, when I come to this client's house, I'm going to bring them this plants that they wanted. Like, so obvious.
That's like, kind of funny that you say that, because in that aspect we've drawn a really hard line with clients where it's like, I want lavender in the summer. No.
Oh, of course. You know exactly. What I mean?
It's like, absolutely not, because what's going to happen, you're going to lose your lavender and then you're going to blame it on me. You know what? There are other alternatives. And how about this? Let's do lavender in October. That way you'll have success. You
know, exactly. No. You're coming from it like, hey, we're the pros. We know what works too.
Our experience has led us to see that this works, this doesn't work. And
you're exactly right. But my point is, like, out of that list that works, all right, what are their
preferences? Exactly. What do you want?
Right? What do you want? Yeah. Right. Yeah. So out of the menu, if you will.
Always offer them, you know, options. And sometimes people surprise you. They're like, well, I'm from, you know, Southeast Asia and I grow this plant there. I'm like, what plant is this?
Yeah.
Let me go look for the seed now. So work. That's why listening is so important, because, you know, you've told me varieties that you wanted that I've never heard of before, and now are like one of our best varieties in the field.
Amazing.
You know, that Fioretto.
Which one?
Cauliflower. Was like, yo, you gotta grow this. I'm like, what is this?
Fioretto cauliflower, yeah. Shout out.
Yeah.
I think Noah told me about that, by the way.
Boom, so. Noah, I love Noah.
Shout out, Noah.
So thank you, Noah, yes.
You're right, we gotta listen. Our friends know more than us sometimes.
We all know different things, you know?
I love that, Santi.
Yeah.
But we get a lot of people get ego and they say, oh, now I've learned everything. I know everything. And yeah, they stop learning sometimes.
That's when you stop learning the most, I think.
Yeah. Right? But
yeah. You can be really hard-headed. And I know I've had moments like that.
Sure.
Where I'm like, yeah, I don't need to hear from you again. But then when you open up, you're like, oh, shoot, yeah, there it is. Yeah.
I just respect you because you're so humble, man. You pump out plants, you know? And we were talking about it earlier. But it's important to stay that way. You know, I think it's just a good takeaway for our audience. Like, really stay grounded in our work.
Grounded is a good word. I like that word.
Right.
Grounded for me has worked to just keep me focused, keep me focused on what's important in my life.
Mm.
You know, I know we talk a lot about work, but it's really work and family, you know.
Mm. And that's what's important.
That's for me, that's the most important things.
Beautiful.
Music is there. There's the holy trilogy for me. Plants, music, you know, family.
Let's talk about those. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so tell us about your family. You have little ones, right?
Yep.
And your wife?
My wife, you know, Carmen. and my 5.5-year-old now, Felix. Yeah.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. So how are they? Are they in school yet, or are they still?
He's in kindergarten.
Cool. Yeah.
And then my wife teaches at the same school, so you know.
I got allergies. I'm not crying. Your kids are so beautiful.
He is. He's an amazing kid. Oh my God. That kid is a trip. I love him.
Yeah. What's he all about? Does he like the plants?
He loves being at the farm.
Amazing.
He just, the funny thing is that he loves interacting with people. Like he was there a couple days ago and I'm like mixing soil and like working and he's like over there. I'm like looking and he's like entertaining a group of people and they're all laughing. I'm like, what is he doing?
Amazing.
So he's naturally, you know, like he loves people. He loves, amazing. He's very social.
He's customer facing.
He is. Yeah. He's a good salesman.
I love that. He's front of the house.
Just front of the house.
Cool, man. Yeah. How could you not like it down there? Guys, if you're around Davie, it's like, it is beautiful what you guys got going.
Yeah, and then speaking of that, shout out to Larry and Jen, the owners of Natural High Farms. They amazing. Have literally made this possible. You know, they opened up their doors to Three Amigos back when we were looking for a home. We had ran Tree Hugger Farms for about 4.5-5 years, and then that land got sold, and we were just like literally left with no place to go. Mm. And
I've seen that time and time again, man.
Yeah, it happens.
So all you're the time, yeah. Wow. So shout out Larry and his wife.
Yes, Jen.
Jen, amazing.
They've been amazing at bringing us that support of just like opening up their land and saying, "Here you go. You guys can, you know, do what you do here." And little by little, we've built that land into what you see. You know, and then later with the help of Ricky, and then now Fruits and Cahoots are there. Ricky Lopez from Botanic Organica, who operates Botanic Organica.
Shout out.
And then Fruits and Cahoots, Andre.
Yeah, Bianca and Andre. Yeah, Fruits and Cahoots. So you have a fruit stand, and then you have the herbalist apothecary with Ricky, and then you have the growers. You guys are the nursery.
Right, three different businesses, but we all operate in the same place, just, you know, feeding off of each other and working with each other.
Yeah. Beautiful. And how long have you been there? It was just you originally there.
Yes.
Yeah.
2017, I think.
Amazing.
That's when we started there.
That's good, 7-6 years.
Yeah.
It takes time to build something beautiful like that, man.
It did for us. I mean,
I mean, how many, you got greenhouses, right? Like, beautiful setup, guys.
It all grew organically because I don't know if I don't have the right mindset for like big business or what, but Jason and I just knew that we had to slowly build it. And then as we said, hey, we're about to need some more growing space, we build the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And then but we learned how to max out what we had.
Right.
Like, it's not like, oh, let's just build three more just in case. It was more like, hey, let's max out the space we have. That's where our design brains go into, our permaculture brains go in there. Mm. And that's where our everything brains go in there. It's like, look at those stones over there. Let's make them into tables and set up a nice display. Here we'll have, you know, so we ran the whole operation out of one greenhouse the first 2 years.
I remember that.
Yeah. Wow. And it was just, again, one-on-one connections, and we maintained the one-on-one connections by slowly growing into the new spaces. Yeah.
That's so smart. You want to max out that space before you go to the next.
That makes the most sense for me.
Yeah. Makes a ton of sense. Yeah. And guys, I've learned this lesson too. I learned a lot of things the hard way, guys. It's just like my nature. I don't know what it is. And one of them was, Noah went to the other coast. He was like, hey, I'll go do some jobs for you. And it was great. We did some amazing gardens. Nice. But we realized like I had to kind of stop marketing and doing ads or whatever in the farmer's market out there, because it was like we didn't have our you-know-what together here. Like, you got to max, like, we got to figure out what we're doing here before we can go 3 hours away.
Right.
And that was fine. Like, it was what it was. But, you know, what you're saying makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I mean, and if you have, again, if you have the right backer, if you have the right, if you have built up enough of resources of money and all that, yeah, you can open up several locations all at once. And if you know how to manage it, that's great. I don't think I'm like that.
Right.
You know
what I mean? We had to bootstrap it.
Yeah. Saying. So exactly. The grassroots movement is what makes sense to me. It's like, I have a super solid foundation. Then I can say, okay, let me go try a new location. Mm-hmm. But I have a super solid location instead of just like, oh my God, this seems to be working. Let me add on to that. And some people replicate that and they freaking are successful as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And no, you know, that's what works. That's what works for us. It was let's stay grounded, let's stay focused, mm-hmm. and let's build the foundations of what's important. Not the buildings, not the thing, but the relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we can, by word of mouth, that next location already, our name precedes us, you know, would be the idea. Instead of just like, oh, who are these guys who just opened up shop here? Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense, dude. You guys are thoughtful about it. And you have to be, guys, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think it is something that takes time. Like, what we do with plants, right? They take time to, like, get those iterations, right? You're like, hey, Jack, it takes 8 weeks to get those new plants. My point is, it takes several seasons to iterate and figure out even what's going on. A lot of, like, other businesses might just get a lot of iteration real quick. Anyways, wouldn't you agree it takes a while to, like, even know what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, when we started, Jason and I got together and said, we got to start a business for the people that are, because we were big into the permaculture scene. Man, it seems like there's going to be so many installers soon and people that are building food forests. So our goal is to build Tree Amigos for those people so they can come and they can get what they need so they can have installations. And the first sale we had, no installers showed up and all home gardeners showed up. We're like, I didn't even know there was this many home gardeners here.
That's what happened.
Yeah. So it's like,
wow.
Oh, shoot. I think that we're thinking about the wrong clientele, you know, and we were, because our space was so small too, that if we were trying to do this for installers, I would have been after, you know, I would have needed a much bigger space.
A little naive. Maybe.
A little naive. Yeah. It was more of like the love of getting the permacultures together and like trying to get that ball rolling.
Beautiful.
But when the homeowners and home gardeners showed up, we're like, oh, I think that's really where we should be going. And then that's the direction we took it.
Amazing. But you still work with farms and stuff, and you're a resource for them and consultant. And
now that we've grown, and we can, again, 8 weeks out, no problem. I can make room in 8 weeks, but right now, I don't know if I can, you know, sometimes when we can and we have abundance, I'm like, here you go, no problem. But if you give me 8 weeks, you know, I work with you, I work with, you know, a couple other organizations, but not a lot. Like, it's a very exclusive, you know, wholesaler group that we have, because we don't have the capacity to, you know, to do that.
I totally understand. Moment. Yeah. And it is, and you probably deal with stuff like this all the time, because we'll have people call us like, hey, I'm ready to start my garden. Like, they're around the corner from you and they want, like you said, tomatoes. It's July and they want all the tomatoes. Like, how will you approach that, where it's like someone who doesn't know anything about anything, like starting from square one, right? Mm-hmm. How do you like approach that and help them?
Ask them questions. Say, what is your experience gardening? Because when they tell you about themselves, then you can start creating a plan with them. It's something like my dad, Rafael, he's an amazing part of Tree Amigos as well. And he's taught me a lot about sales, very small little things about sales that make a big difference. It's like, your goal is to find that information. Your goal is to find what the needs are. And once they tell you something, they can't untell you something, you know? So it's like, I don't know anything about plants. Okay. And then everybody's like, hey, this is my experience is don't grow tomatoes in July, but I want tomatoes in July. Okay, but I've heard that you don't have any experience growing. Is that correct? Yes. Okay. So through my experiences, I'm going to say, if you really want them, I can tell you a couple of places where you can find them right now. Try them out. I'm not going to tell people don't do it. I'm not going to offer them to you because I don't have any.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So I never cut down people's curiosity, because that's a really quick way to just make people feel less than. Right? So.
Sure. Like, you're wrong. You don't know what you're talking. You don't do that.
I'd never say you're wrong and you shouldn't be doing that. And no, it's more like we have no tomatoes right now. So even if I wanted to plant it, I can't. But I can tell you a couple of places you can get them at. Plan them out. This is what I would do to, you know, give it the best shot. And let me know if you get successful, please send me pictures.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and some people have found varieties that, oh, wow, these work.
That's right.
Give me one or two tomatoes, but, you know, it works.
Santi, do you have Everglades tomatoes?
Right. That's the one, you know?
That's the one.
So for but me, amazing. For me, that curiosity, don't cut people's curiosity and don't make them feel less than.
Yeah.
Because I don't like that. Like, if people tell me, no, that's you're wrong, I'm like, I'm gonna prove you wrong, you know. now I'm gonna prove you wrong.
I'm the same way, yeah. Like, well, we can grow that.
Yeah.
I'll find a way.
Yeah,
man. But it's a lot of fun. Like, what we do is a lot of fun. We're blessed, don't you think?
I hope, absolutely, yeah.
Dude, I think, and it's also just maybe, would you agree that it's like, for me, I feel like it's like a calling, plants. Do you agree with that? Like, do you relate to
that? Yeah, I mean, like I said, when I started, I felt at home. So for me, that's, and somebody starting a business, like there's different reasons to start a business. But if you want a business that can really fulfill your life, in my opinion, is you got to fall in love with it. Mm-hmm. You know, because you can start a business just to make money. And if you need money, that's a great avenue to do it. And, you know, that's what you got to do. And it's only money. And then you have your fun on the side and the hobbies and things that really fulfill you on the side. And that works too.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I've been lucky to kind of find that all in this, you know, world of growing plants and helping people grow food. Has kind of fulfilled that. I've, you know, really felt connected to more community there. It's a fulfilling job. It provides for my family. And then through it, I also started getting into music again because there's people in the community that play music. You play music, yeah, you know. Man. And
let's talk about that,
it's
dude.
All,
yeah.
It's all, you know, all together.
It totally is. Yeah, fully integrated, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. Because anyways, yeah. It's definitely a flow state too, just like music, right? It's like there's no, the mind goes away when you're in the garden.
Ideally, yeah. Sometimes it doesn't, but ideally, yeah, that's it.
When Santi's a little stressed, too many emails coming. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm talking about when it's, you are present.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a one for us. Like I'm back of the house. Like, you know, we talk about front of the house, I'm back of the house. I'm like, I really enjoy my space. And I can work well with one or two people. I don't get overwhelmed when I'm working at the front. I'm really good at it. And I can talk to 3, 5, 10 customers at a time and I can help them all. But I'm really good at focusing and getting tasks done or jobs done. And in an organization, that's super important to know where do you fit in?
Yes.
Because I can go to the front and try to and be successful at the front, but I won't be as happy as I am getting stuff done, you know, in the back. Whereas Jason, he's naturally a social butterfly. He will thrive with people and just make them laugh. And like, you know, and you can tell it's a different energy with him. Yeah. I'm very like, if you want to do this, here are the steps. He's more like, oh,
let's
so,
go.
Hey, how you doing? You know, so he's very amenable.
He brings it out of you.
100 out of all the community, you know. And for my brother is the same way. My brother John, they're both very social. So it doesn't make sense to now get them into. For me, it's not mundane to plant 10,000 plants. It's like I got a goal and I accomplish it. I feel so good.
Wow.
Right. So I can do that, and I'm like there. Whereas you put somebody who needs that social dynamic. They're gonna hate their life.
They're gonna hate their life. Dude, what you're saying is so obvious, but so important in an organization too. Wow, dude.
That's
so true.
That's like, super important. Yeah.
Where do you thrive? So you thrive better in that, yeah, superstar mode, planting. Wow.
There will never be, you know, my goal is never be plants lacking out there. And it's a consistent thing. It's like go, 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 plant, plant, yeah, seed, plant, plant, plant. And it could sound repetitive and it can get repetitive, but to me, that's not how it feels.
Mm.
You know, so I have that disposition in myself to be able to take charge of that and enjoy it. So, you know, finding that in your team is also good. It's like, this person seems to be better at these situations than these. So why did I hire them for this, you know?
Yes.
And naturally say, hey, does that work for you?
Yeah.
Oh my God, yes, cool. So then let's start giving you more of these responsibilities instead of giving you the responsibilities that don't fulfill you as much.
And they're thriving.
Yeah. And they thrive, and then they're happier, and then they're like, they get more stuff done. They're more self-directed.
Wow.
Because now it's not like, oh, hey, go talk to that person.
They're
like,
yes.
You got it done,
whatever,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, like this is my, I take care of the inventory. I am the best at image or whatever that is.
Whatever, like, whatever fulfills you. Yeah.
Like, cause it's so dumb. Like, but anyways, like progress, like just that little feeling of ownership and control.
Yes.
And, you know what I mean? Like when your nursery's popping, you feel like $100 million.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like your nursery's popping, but your nursery's popping.
Nursery's popping.
Yeah, man. Nursery's popping for sure. Go check out Santi's nursery. Yeah, man. It's a pleasure to have you. Let's talk about some music, dude. Are you down?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, because you, I love, one time, guys, I sent Santi, do you remember I sent you like this little, I don't know, something like voice memo of me, like some little melody. And then Santi the next day sends me like a full on song out of it, like bass. And so you got skills. Like, what, you like making songs?
I love the creative process of song making. Yes.
Yeah.
That for me is the other part of my life that I need in my life. Mm-hmm. And there's waves of that. That's been like the most up and down thing for me. Because I've been in bands and I've played live and I've played in several, you know, places and I've enjoyed it. And then I've had times when for 5 years I won't touch a guitar. And then again, I get into it. It all comes back though. And then every time I pick it up, it feels like it's even stronger. So it's not like, oh, here we go, I'm going to play. It's like, I need to play again. Wow. And then all of a sudden, you know, like the experiences you've had or everything, you know, the growth you've encountered kind of transmits into that music naturally.
Whoa.
My skills might not be, you know, the best, but I have other components that I enjoy and then I can build upon them. Yeah.
I love that. Like, you could, like, basically your experience in that time you weren't playing music, it picks right back up and goes into that music.
It's like riding a bike. You have the flow already, you're gonna get back into it. You might struggle for a little bit, but then you're gonna get back into it. Same thing. Oh, my hands are not used to it again.
Yes.
Then all of a sudden, okay, they're used to it again. And now I'm like, wait, that chord is kind of interesting. What is that chord? I've never played that before.
Yes.
And then that curiosity is what drives me to, you know, whatever point in that creative process. Yeah. So
the curiosity, you are a curious person.
I think I'm a very curious person.
Yeah,
about specific things, not about everything.
What you
but
like.
But about specific things. About, yeah. Yeah.
Like making a song, that is something worth getting curious about.
And I've, you know, and then if I was again going back to Santi 10 years ago, I would tell myself, don't worry about whether this is good or not. Just record it and throw it in a vault. Because what happens...
So it doesn't go away, you're saying.
So what happens the time to me is like, I'll record something, I'm like, whatever. It's like just like a voice memo, right? And then I come back to it and then I'll really listen to it and be like, whoa, those are some really little cool hidden melodies there. That's a cool tone for like a bass. Okay, so then off of like... something that I would have thrown away, I can literally start creating something that I enjoy listening to. I'm just like, thank God I recorded that.
Yeah.
You know, and
it's like picking, it's like Sudoku or something. You pick it up again, you're like, oh, you see it way different. Like, it's like that kind of super cool, man. Yeah, mm-hmm. I love making music. And I can relate. There's times where like I'll play every single day, like locked in, and then I'll have a month where I won't pick up my guitar. I'm like, man, I love it so much.
Yeah. And depending on your goals, I mean, I think that's super necessary to have those moments of like breathing space. Like, again, I like my space, you know? So
no, you're
I can
right.
Breathe, you know?
And, but I mean, you have a family. Like, you have a business, exactly. You have a nursery.
I want to say a beautiful shout out to the Tree Amigos team. Jason, the co-founder, John, my brother, Rafael, my dad, Kaya, who they're an amazing human being, and I've been very proud to see their growth throughout, you know, their experience at Tree Amigos. And we also have Christy, who is one of the hardest working human beings and more dedicated and focused than anyone I've known. She was a volunteer for 5 years.
Wow.
And she just did it because she wanted to have that experience and learn. And finally, like after years of telling her, please, please come join our team, she finally said, let's, you know, you got it. And she's been a phenomenal addition to the team. That's a
shout out.
Oh, yeah.
Tree
Julian,
Amigos.
Too. Julian, okay. You know, he's the newest member, but he throws down. He's so super knowledgeable of plants, and he'll talk to you about plants. Amazing. Like if you want somebody who knows plants, get Jason and Julian out here, and they'll talk your ear off about plants. Yeah,
we have to have them on. Yeah, and John too, and Raphael.
Yeah, John and Raphael have their very specific knowledge. My dad is into the soil science and the Elaine Ingram and all that stuff.
He's into it.
Well, he's super into it, and he's in love with that stuff. So
yeah,
so he's taught us so much. You know, I know we've been growing way more than he has, but he's taught us
like
key things that have taken us to the next level, you know?
That blows my mind. Yeah, you have good genes, dude. Your dad is on one.
I think so.
You definitely do, bro. You're
Ecuadorian genes.
Guys, what we're talking about, and by the way, shout out all those Tree Amigos. I would love to have them on. Mm-hmm. You guys are doing great work, for real. But dude, this is just so great. Santi's dad, Raphael, got in the game like later with plants, right? You would say, like, just research
within the last 2 years.
Yeah. Within the last 2 years. And he's like literally coming to Santi and them, like bringing them like information, like teaching them stuff. Would you say like going to other levels of at least the microbiology?
I don't know how we could be in this level without him right now. He went through the Lane Ingram course that he registered online. He went through the whole classes and
the soil scientists.
Yeah, the soil scientists. Yeah. And there's like four people that had, you know, right before that are like, you got to check this out. We're like, we've heard about her, but we were always indecisive. I'm like, it's kind of a lot of money. And are you really going to learn? And finally, we're just like, dad, you want to take this? He's like, yeah, I would love to. Because he's a very studious person. He's the A student, you know?
Yeah, okay.
I'm more like, I'll pass, I'm good, you know? he's the A student.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And
he soaked it all up.
He soaked it all up. He got he got a microscope. He went through the course. He's waiting to be certified. He needs to do two more, compost piles that have the right biology in it. And once that's it, he'll get certified to, to do liquids and stuff like that. And
you'll be able to brand maybe some sort of compost here.
I mean, yeah, he can immediately start selling certified compost from the Lane Ingram School Soil Food Web.
Wow.
But we've started using that stuff in our gardens, and our gardens are like, literally, man, I've never had a garden with no pests.
What?
I have a garden with zero pests right now.
Wow, it's because of these.
It's that compost is, I don't know, out of this world.
Santi. So my next question was going to be, has it enhanced your soil mix? And
Started using it in our soil mix yet, but we started using it in the gardens outside.
Got it.
So once we start producing a big batches, then we're going to start incorporating it to our soil mixes. That's going to change the whole game for us. Yeah.
So good.
So he's been a big part of it. My brother is a social media, wizard. So he worked for Best Buddies International for, I think, 7 years or something like that.
No way.
And with he was the kids social Down media guy.
With the Down syndrome walks, yeah.
Yeah.
My siblings have Down syndrome. We would do that.
Yes.
Best buddies.
That's amazing, yeah. And he was working with them. I used to go, they would fly us out to the rides and, like, volunteer with them in, like, really cool places.
That's amazing.
But he was always connected to that. And then when he left that job, he started working with us. And he brought all the social media knowledge to the team, rebuilding the website. And then again, through the process of learning about plants and serving the customers, he's now become a really good, point of sale and point of resources for customers and stuff like that.
Yeah, so, he's great.
Yeah.
Amazing, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just blows my mind. You guys are going to the next level. Like, basically what we're talking about is looking at the soil that we're using and saying, hey, how can we make this better? Like, what's going on in there? And how can we accommodate the crops we're growing?
How can we make it right for the crops, right? So there's crops that thrive in certain microbiomes, and there's other microbiomes for other crops. So we just, it's almost becoming a specialization. Like, yeah, you can get away with, you're going to grow amazing plants with the soil we got right now. But that's the curiosity in all of us, is like, how do we get, even if it's for our own knowledge, how do we get better in our own plants growing? And if we see that works, then I can offer it to you. And I'm not going to just throw it at you and just say, man, look at my garden, it's growing good.
So
try it out.
So what you're saying, I guess you guys are working on, like, hey, so tomatoes need X amount of carbon to nitrogen ratio. Let's figure out how do we get that soil to be exact.
Right.
and for tomatoes.
And it's funny you say that, because Noah is now recruiting my dad to do big, I think some big study that he's trying to do on like growing tomatoes in like mulch heavy soils.
Amazing.
Or how to grow the best tomatoes. You got to ask Noah about that's that more. But they're kind of joining forces now to write something on that. Yeah.
Dude, that's amazing. Yeah. That's probably how I heard about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like Jedis, man.
That's Noah always like, he used to come see us, and now he like, I'm going to go see Raphael.
So cool. Yeah. Shout out Noah. Mm-hmm. All the plant lovers out there in South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got to keep going strong, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is there anything else you want to share with the people? I know we got to get out of here, but I appreciate you coming on, man.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Thank you. I just want to say, mm-hmm. Again, thank you to all the whole team that we have. The shout out to Botanica Organica, shout out to Fruits and Cahoots, shout out to Larry and Jen for Natural High Farms, Polly, who is one of the coolest people on that farm. That anything you need, he'll always support you and, help you get it done. So he's a really amazing person. And then also, like we talked about, you said that at one point somebody pointed you to us and said, hey, you got to go talk to Tres Amigos. They're the people. We also felt like that about people like Little River and people like Ready to Grow Gardens. They were the people that we looked up to and said, wow, they're doing it already. That they were doing that way before we were,
amazing.
Or so it was like
pioneers.
We always had somebody to look up to, and it's cool to hear that, somebody told you, hey, you should now go check out Tres Amigos. But
wow.
Yeah, there was people before us, and there's gonna be people after us. So
that's it.
I'm happy about that.
Shout out to them, Ready to Grow. Yeah, Dylan and the Little River and the whole squad. Yeah, that's amazing, man. There will be people to continue,
100%
more flag carriers carry the torch.
Yes.
And yeah, man, it's an honor to have you, for real.
Thank you.
The student becomes the teacher, everybody.
Thank you, Jack.
We'll see you next time.
All right.